Thank you very much. You know, I first met Lenny Dawson 35 years ago when I was a baseball coach and assistant football coach at Purdue University. Lenny was a senior at Alliance High School, just 20 miles from this Hall of Fame. He was an All-State quarterback, an All-State basketball player, baseball player, and an excellent student. Lenny was shy and he was quiet, but had an air of confidence and poise that was very, very contagious.
My first game starting a football game in high school was at that stadium where they have the Hall of Fame game. I was the first player born and raised in Stark County to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. My family sitting out in the audience, some place that I was very familiar with, and how proud they were of me is very, very special. I grew up in Alliance, Ohio. I was one of 11 children. I was the ninth child. There were seven boys and four girls. I was the seventh son, and I happened to be the seventh son of a seventh son. Now, Alliance, Ohio, was at that time, was around 25 to 30,000 people. Sports were very big in those days. I had older brothers, and really, that's how it got me started in sports, because the little guy around, you know, was always tagging along after the big brothers and, you know, wanting to do what they do.
An exceptional high school athlete, Dawson found that he had options after graduating. The great Woody Hayes recruited him, but lost out to a lesser-known coach whose Louisiana roots got to the young man from Alliance, Ohio first.
I was recruited by a school by the name of Purdue University. There was a guy there by the name of Henry Hank Stram. He was a former player there. He was an assistant coach.
The chemistry Dawson had established with the Boilermaker assistant coach, Hank Stram, spawned a friendship. That friendship would last for more than a half century, but would not be rekindled until 5 years later, as Dawson found himself languishing on NFL benches. Len Dawson was chosen fifth overall in the 1957 NFL draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Playing behind such great signal callers as Earl Morrill and Jack Kemp, Dawson became frustrated and eventually was traded to the Cleveland Browns, where he found the situation to be the same. His inability to get playing time was disheartening until an old friend re-entered the scene.
And after 5 years, I hadn't done anything in professional football. I hadn't had the opportunity, really. And it was interesting because they had a coaches convention in Pittsburgh, where I was living at the time. And Hank Stram came to town. He was then the new head football coach for the Dallas Texans of this American Football League. I had breakfast with him, and he was asking about how things were going for me, and I wasn't very happy because I hadn't had a chance to play. He said, if you ever get a chance to get free, give me a call. I'd love to have you. Well, I got to thinking, listen, I'm not going anywhere now with the National Football League and the Cleveland Browns. So I asked Paul Brown for my release. And lo and behold, he put me on waivers. Now, he put me on waivers in June. Now, back in those days, in June, the coaches took the month off. So most of them didn't even know that I was placed on waivers, because some of them told me that. Later on, I said, Jesus, we'd known you were on there. We would have picked you up, tried you out. So I became free, and so that's when I went with the Dallas Texans and Hank Stram, and that's when I really got my chance to play.
Cheer the Zing Team of Pro Football, the dazzling Dallas Texans. Join the yell for the AFL and the roaring, scoring Texans.
Although not completely sold on Dawson's talents, Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt allowed coach Hank Stram to work with Len and cultivate his skills to fit the Texan style. Stram's intuitions were correct, and the gunslinging quarterback would lead the fledgling squad to an 11-3 record, the top-ranked offense, and forcing many, including Lamar Hunt, to change their views on Dawson's ability.
Lamar Hunt did something that he never did before or after. He traded Cotton Davidson, the starting quarterback from the year before, to the Oakland Raiders. And the reason he did that is that Oakland was a team that had a lot of problems and they needed some help. And so he was just trying to help the league become successful. And so then I was a starter the rest of the year. Ended up winning the championship. So The first year was an outstanding one for me, and I was even voted the most valuable player of the league in that particular year. So my first year with Hank Stram and my first year with this new American Football League was great.
After his MVP season in Dallas, the Texans relocated to Kansas City, and Dawson would help lead the newly founded Chiefs to not only their first Super Bowl, but the best record in AFL history. After battling injuries the entire 1969 season, Dawson and his fellow Chiefs teammates fought their way back to the Super Bowl.
How did we get to that Super Bowl IV game? Well, I'll tell you what, as a wild card. Because the Raiders won the division, so we were a wild card. We had to go to New York to take on the New York Jets. They had won the Super Bowl the year before, Super Bowl III, with Joe Namath and an outstanding football team in New York. And we beat them there. Now we had to go to Oakland, California, a team that had beaten us twice during the regular season, to play them. And we beat them on their turf. To for the right to go to the Super Bowl IV in New Orleans against the Minnesota Vikings.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
Dawson, close sideline pattern. Taylor, hold.
City. This team is the greatest in the universe!
Much like his football career, Len's avocation of being a broadcaster started auspiciously, from the days when he hustled from practice to make the 6 p.m. sportscast, to his days now as a seasoned professional and color commentator for his beloved team. Len has proven he still bleeds Chiefs red.
I just finished that, I believe, my 27th year of broadcasting Kansas City Chiefs games on their radio network. It keeps me very close to what is happening in a sport that I really love. I've seen a lot of great football, a lot of great football players over the years. I don't know, I don't consider it work. I don't think I should say that too loud because they might ask me to do it for nothing. But it's been a real privilege for me to be associated with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they had treated me like one of their own.
The people of Kansas City are tremendous. They have been tremendous to me and my family and to the Kansas City Chiefs. I am very proud to be here. Thank you very much.